From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama at this hour delivering his sixth State of the Union address, his first in front of a Congress entirely controlled by Republicans. The president plans to sketch out a tax overhaul plan that will help pay for some of the initiatives he's announced in recent days. President NPR's Elsa Chang reports Republicans are already refusing to pass the proposal that means increasing taxes.
The president will announce a plan to increase taxes on the most wealthy Americans in order to lower tax burdens for the middle class. Republican leaders and the White House had said after the election they hoped tax reform would be an area of compromise. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president's new proposal is not tax reform. It's simply a tax increase.
It all looks like the same old tax and spend that the president's been advocating for the last 6 years. Hopefully that's just rhetoric. He knows we're not likely to pass these kinds of measures.
The White House says the plan will help pay for initiatives like free community college tuition for many students. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
In excerpts from his speech released earlier this evening, the president talked about the strength of the U.S. economy and calls on Congress to pass a resolution authorizing the use of force against the group calling itself the Islamic State. Accused Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes appeared in court today as jury selection in his case gets underway. The 27-year-old Holmes sat at a table in the courtroom. Former graduate student whose attorneys have admitted he opened fire at a midnight showing of the movie Batman in 2012 is charged with the killing of 12 people and the wounding of 70 others. Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to murder and attempted murder charges. He could get the death penalty if he's convicted. Eight people were arrested Tuesday for disrupting the inauguration ceremony of Pennsylvania's new governor, Tom Wolf. As Marie Cusick of member station WITF in Harrisburg reports, the protesters want him to ban fracking.
State police kept most of the activists about 100 yards away from the inauguration ceremony, and they chanted loudly throughout the program.
Ban fracking now! Ban fracking now!
But a few slipped into the audience and shouted directly at the Democrat during his speech. They were quickly led away by police and charged with disorderly conduct. Wolf spoke directly to the activists, saying Pennsylvania is blessed with many natural resources, including gas.
Now to the protesters here today, I say help me develop these opportunities in a way that is clean, safe, and sustainable.
Wolf does not support a fracking ban. He campaigned on taxing the drilling industry to fund public education. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick in Harrisburg.
The nation's highest court is rejecting a challenge from retailers who claim the Federal Reserve allows banks to charge businesses too much money for handling debit card transactions. Justices opting to let stand a federal appeals court ruling that upheld the Fed's current cap of 24 cents per transaction for so-called swipe fees. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 3 points to 17,515. This is NPR. A top Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee says he will not rush to vote on legislation that would impose additional sanctions against Iran. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, the ranking member of the committee, telling reporters he does not want to disrupt ongoing negotiations with the country on its disputed nuclear program. The committee had been scheduled to hold public and classified hearings on Iran this week, but has pushed them off till next week. Retailer JCPenney is bringing back its print catalog. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the department store hasn't mailed one out in 5 years.
JCPenney stopped mailing its Big Book catalog in 2009. Those books were sometimes more than 1,000 pages long. The company also had a few dozen smaller specialty catalogs, but those were discontinued over the last few years as well. The plan was for JCPenney to shift its focus to the web. But JCPenney is bringing back the catalog this March. It'll be about 120 pages long. The company found that even though people might not order directly from catalogs as much as they used to, they still use them to see what they might want to purchase later online. Catalog mailings have been down for some time in America, but data from the Direct Marketing Association says recently they've actually been growing again. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Ford's premier pony car, the Mustang, is headed to China for the first time ever. A shipload of about 100 of the vehicles left aboard a vessel from Portland, Oregon today, headed to China. Shipments of the car to Europe begin later this year. Marks the first time in the vehicle's 50-year history that it will be sold overseas. Repeating this hour's top story, President Obama standing by to deliver his State of the Union address on Capitol Hill is expected to call for policies aimed at helping the middle class. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News. In Washington.